Thou shalt observe the news and choose a subject that interests you. Thou shalt have someone explain what's going on, if possible. Thou shalt experiment with your subject of comic study, example, dig a hole. Thou shalt in all cases do seriously without tragedy. Thou shalt take notes or write a thesis. Thou shalt let some time pass while thinking about it. Do something else, like make a cup of tea. Thou shalt not seek the comic. It comes to you. Thou shalt seize the opportunity of a fleeting thought that crosses the mind. Thou shalt not forget it. Repeat it to yourself. Thou shalt take notes and rewrite everything while making fun of yourself, if possible. Thou shalt not worry about the reactions of spectators and readers. Thou shalt trust your comic intuition, even if you don't have one. Thou shalt not be afraid of ridicule. You already have it. Thou shalt not protect your self-image. Be ready to change yourself. Thou shalt tell stories with puppets, with a mask, in the dark, never in front of a mirror. Thou shalt know how to empty oneself. Be nothing around 4:30 p.m. Thou shalt never make friends laugh or laugh alone. It's too easy. Thou shalt know that the obligation to make people laugh causes stress. Forget about it. Thou shalt read stories to the baby, to children, teenagers, to your grandmother, never to adults. Thou shalt know how to do stupid things with subtlety, if possible. Thou shalt partake in complicit humor and non-creative moments. It is essential. Thou shalt know there is no methodology. The catastrophic aspect of theory reigns above all.
Ooh. The Wuzzo methodology.
Hey, I'm here for episode 3 of the Wuzzo methodology in the studio with Wuzzo himself and Chandra. And continuing from last week with our 22 points of methodology, which you just heard. So.
Yeah, thank you. And we're here live.
That's right. We're here live.
I confirm we are live. It was not sure, even for me. But okay, so what is your...
How was my biblical proclamation? Was it good, Wuzzo?
Yeah. So what's happened? What's happened, Rosan, today?
What's happened today? Well, for starters, we're sitting in different chairs.
Yeah, this is already a great step. Yeah,
a great step because we were seeing if we can change the dynamic in the room. Now I'm at a further point away from Wuzzo, and Chandra is sitting in a triangulation between us. And we discussed this before, Wuzzo. I just wanted to talk about this on stage. Like, how is this going to change things? Is it going to change things? What do you know?
You have been surprised at what the question is. How to manage the space in comedy, in fact. Okay? So there is a stage. So first there is a stage. So normally what I learned from in theater, you can come from the left or from the right side or in the middle. Okay? So there is two possibilities. If you come from the left, it's the past. If you come from the right, it's the future. But this, we don't care at all in comedy. You do what you want. Depends what's happened. But the question you ask, you speak now that we change our triangularity. Correct?
Triangulation.
Triangulation. So why are you, excuse me, I will ask questions. Why are you speaking about this topic?
No, I'm speaking about this topic because we were researching how to find our roles within the show better, and if moving this around would change it. So
yes. So depends your kind of humor you want to use. But normally, yeah, take care of this kind of stuff. If how you what is your positions? what are the relations, body language between your friends.
So if the other people are totally unaware, you just walk away from them or you just move around them or?
No. You know, there is all time, for example, depends if you are two or three on stage or four, it change. All time we have, when you are four, you have all time to be careful that the public can see your face. So there is some kind of positions. After you have the body language is important. For example, there is technique. When you are two, you have tendencies, each one to speak to each one. So the people see you from profile. Okay? So normally, in life, you do that. In life, you speak like that, people see you. But on stage, no. On stage, you speak sometimes to your friends in profile, and there you have to turn and to speak to the public. So it changed suddenly the comedy, the power of your talking. I did a lot last show, I did a lot like that, no? We were three on the stage, suddenly, up, I spoke, suddenly I turned my face. It's a classic stuff we do when we learn the clown, first clown stuff. Suddenly, when you are two, you have to look the public and you address what you say to the public to speak to your friends. This is kind of technique. It's not evident to have that in the beginning. Also, the eyes. So before my tendencies was my eyes look the floor. No, you have to shoo. To speak in the direction of the public, even if you see nothing, no, because we see nothing with the projector. No? So this is an important point number two.
No, I don't know. I just want to describe.
I think it's interesting, unless you have something to add to this topic.
Go.
Because when we first talked about this, and it led to this other topic, which is how do you start, with how much energy do you start on stage? So would you like to tell us about the... about the juggling, for example.
No, yeah. The point was that...
Wait. I just want to point out, so people are thinking, Wazo is just not sitting back in his sofa. He's pointing at his eyes. He's squeezing his eyes. He's pointing at us. He's pointing everywhere. Just so you got a better image.
Yeah, of course I have to do that.
Now he's rubbing his hands together. Like, all right. So...
You start, Rosson.
You start.
No, you start about this energy.
Energy.
Yeah. You said that it's not good to start full blast.
No, we were talking about, yeah, so before when we were having, Wazo had three idlis, Chandra had two idlis, I had a cup of tea and a vadai, and we were talking about...
it's true,
three idlis. Is this every day three idlis, Wazo?
No, not at all, only when
Monday.
I come to the radio.
Mondays.
Yeah. Or Tuesday.
Get some energy for this difficult and complex show.
It's important. It's very important, the idli.
So, three idlis, your energy should be a bit low.
Because it is a reference to point 21.
I want to bring these points back. And this is the how do we bring point 21? Complicit in you. Exactly. You know your points.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
You just didn't write them out. Be complicit in humor and non-creative moments.
Exactly.
Eating idlis. You are 100% right. I'm really impressed.
Yeah. Because it's my experience, you know. Now I realize that you go with your friend and you eat idli. Normally, it's not creative. I call that the invisible preparations of complicity. Because if you are able to speak to it with friend with idli, there is no tensions. So you create like that what we can say an informal language. It creates an atmosphere. Because do you realize that often friends can have fun? They laugh, even if it's stupid stuff, you're with your friend, you say, ha, 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 you say, oh, immediately, no? So to be friends, to have this invisible creative moment is very important. With some, for example, now we work with Chandra, I try to have a lot of invisible moments, but she's all the time busy, so I propose to eat idli, you know, half an hour, so like that, I sit here two times by week, and this half an hour is very important. Second point. Now you.
Oh, me, second point. No.
Yeah, the energy.
This comes to another point of a fear that when you go through something once, like right now, Chandra bringing back something that we talked about, for me, the fear is that the brightness on that thing will not translate again.
Just because, we already had the conversation and now we can't recreate it.
Yeah,
but
so how do we recreate that?
The problem is that Orson was speaking about the topic. if you come on stage,
yeah,
in the beginning, full blast, blah, 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 boom, bah, boom, boom, you have a problem after some moment that you can go only down.
Exactly.
So you illustrated it well, Orison, by saying like you can't start with 90% of energy.
Yeah, and then you only have 10% more to go.
Yeah, it's slowly, slowly. Except if you decide to do 1 hour full bass, it's like a marathon, 50 kilometers, you go full bass.
And then Wazo said, but you see, it's this typical James Bond action movie.
Yeah.
They start with action scene. And I said, the action has a reason behind it. Somebody is chasing you or you are being chased by somebody. So that's not often on stage. People just go on and they just put energy, but there's no reason for them to put that energy. So,
except if you want to do a parody of actions, this I will do it very fast. I will run everywhere, pop, 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 for nothing. And people will say, the référent is James Bond. But anyway, from the point of view of the spectator, you cannot be full blast non-stop. You need to have seconds of suddenly, James Bond, look, James Bond, what's happened? You have action, blah, 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 blah. Suddenly stop, there is a girl. He speak to the girl, so everybody, and at the moment he want to kiss the girl, bam, action, this is happened, no? So with the Genius Brother, I do that, of course, with the Genius Brother, I know, for example, we start sometimes a little bit, 80%, then after we have a song that is more cool, and you accept the cool, because before there was the speed. Yeah. Oh, there was it. There, the cool, if you take too much cool, it's no good. So then, paf, you have to take another. So when you look a drama, you can look, there is a kind of, not a zigzag, but a kind of curve like that. Energy, relaxations, détente, one surprise. And sometimes you do a little bit like a tabla, no? You do tang, ça, energy, no? Suddenly, people, you go slowly, you play a little bit flute, and suddenly you accelerate.
Can't we have Chandra play the flute at least? Yeah. Why are you playing
the
flute?
I'm good.
Why?
Chandra, the world star flute player.
No, she plays
student people. Of Hari Prasad, Charesia.
No, she plays pipo. She's just what I do. Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques. So I know that. So what was your vision, Chandra, about that? Energy. You feel the last time the energy?
In the show last time?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not a topic that I had thought about a lot, but then...
A lot?
No, not a lot at all.
Not a lot at all.
No, so I had an image, Wazo, when you were explaining the preparation for a joke. And then I'm imagining Wazo, like 7 years old, laying in his bed, thinking about a comedy situation.
At 7 years old?
I don't know.
It's possible at seven, yeah.
Because this is, I was talking to Ishana yesterday, and I was telling her that Orisel didn't know what a joke was when she was a kid. Like, she didn't understand how jokes were... She knew what humor was, but she didn't understand how jokes were created. Anyway, my father used to tell this ridiculous joke that I don't even know the point of, and just the end of the joke. The end of the joke was suitcases and suitcases of pancakes. I don't know what happens in the middle and the beginning of the joke, but the end is suitcases and suitcases of pancakes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the joke is. Maybe... Anyway, RSL didn't know what a joke was, and at some point she just says, tomatoes. I just remember, and she thought it was going to be funny because pancakes, tomatoes, I don't know. So
it can be funny. It can be. Yeah.
So the point is, do you have any recollections?
Of
creating as a kid humor or anything? No.
Yeah, no. Already I was the last one of family. So 42.
Yeah, you were saying that. But
yeah, but you remember when I was a child. I think I remember that there was the Catholic church was organized social theater, stuff like that. And I went, of course, no? I remember when I was maybe 6 or 7, I sing a song about one of my brothers, no? So already I was attracted by the stage. And after that one, I become a child of, comment dire, fond de cœur. In the church, no? When you do the office.
The altar boy.
Yeah. Altar boy, it was fun. Yeah. Because in the church, you have to, you are, if you are not inside with the, inside the office, you have to, you are passive. To be the child of what?
The altar boy.
Otter Boy.
But did you do it like properly, or did you like trip and do stuff that would make
people
laugh?
No, no, I do believe in Jesus. Do you believe?
Okay. No, it wasn't like you were like spilling the wine on his cloak.
No, I did not too much stuff like that. But
eating
yeah.
the biscuit or giving to the dog or no.
No, 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 not too much. No, no. What is fun there? You realize that why there is some stuff they are sacred. Suddenly, sometimes it's not sacred, and why in a space. Because you have the tabernacle, you know, and but before it was, you play on the people don't see the pastor. They were on the back, no. After they change, after some years they change, they put the priest have to face in front of the people. But before it was on the back, so it was secret, no. So when you are the child, you are near the, you have to turn the page of the Bible, super heavy. You have to carry like that, and you have the rain wine. Why the rain wine before is profane? And suddenly it becomes sacred, no? The same for the hostie. How do you call that hostie? Hostie? Yeah. No, the you know Catholic, never you went, no? You, she never went in the church. You too. You don't know what it is.
I know what it is. Yeah, sacrament.
Yeah, but you never went in church.
I mean, I've been in a church, I haven't eaten a sacrament, no.
No, well, that's okay. No. So before it's there in the cupboard, after you have to bring to give to the priest, after you put that in a space, the tabernacle, where God is there, no? He's not on the left, he's not on the right. So this is one of the theater secrets.
But this brings me to a super interesting topic, which maybe it'll be super interesting, we'll find out.
Yeah.
This the thing of you saying, so there's, even in comedy, according to you, is this what I'm understanding, that there are sacred things that you don't, like, things that you don't cross over, or in your comedy thing, is everything, are there lines, let's say Oroville is a great example, because there are holy things here that we get close to, but we don't really make fun of. So, is that how you feel, or are you ready to make fun of everything?
No. I'm scared a lot. I'm very scared.
Touched on something, or something. Like, was his body language changed completely? He's like sitting up. He's looking worried.
No. Alors, when I was in France, this is a point important. When in France, theater was the space for contestation, for protest. We spoke last time about the truth, no? So it was a main space that suddenly, because he's in live with people, that suddenly I was in a kind of, after 68, in this culture to protest, denunciations, not to make scandal, but to provoke the public. So it was this kind of culture that many French still have now, to use theater like expressions of protest, no? Some use it like for aesthetic beauty, or there is this kind of stuff. But when I arrive in Oroville, suddenly all this aspect of protest disappear for me. So it was a big revolution in my mind. I changed a lot from what we call no master, no god, anarchy theory. Suddenly it takes years. Suddenly all destroy. So suddenly all the values that was carrying my creativity disappear. And for me it was a kind of freedom, liberty. So when I arrived in Oroville, I understood, last time I think we spoke about that, I understood that I cannot use my French language, so I have to use another language, body language, costume, creation of situations, stuff like that, no? And after I realized, wow, I have this problem about yoga and art. So I have to study Shorobindo, I have to read books, stuff like that, to see. I don't know if I can do to play rock and roll, for example, to make rock. No, the first band we did was on the feu. It is a sin, because I have this Catholic all time, the sin, no? The sin is all time. So you have to...
Chandra, what does he mean, the sin?
The sin.
Sin.
Huh?
It's
the
a sin.
Sin,
like making something bad.
Oh, the sin.
Yeah.
The sin, the sin, yeah.
The sin or the sin?
Sin.
The
sin. Sin.
Oh, okay, okay.
The Catholic sin.
Okay, no? What's bad?
Yeah. Sin. So I have all time.
The weight was just looking up to Jesus on his left, on his left side.
Right. The weight from the heavens. Even,
judgment yeah. coming down.
Even if you suddenly you are not any, I'm not any way Catholic or stuff like that.
Yeah,
there is all time some background.
But let's get on to the point here being.
No, so you were saying, like, I think it's interesting way of evolving. So then rock and roll, you were wondering if that was okay.
Of course, yeah.
And then?
Even non-stop. non-stop. Yeah. I have this problem because there was some people, I can say there was guardian of the I cannot say orthodoxy, but guardian of the truth. Of
in Oroville.
Yeah. I have these people, at least they take this position, attitude, stuff. Me, I was with all my destruction of my background and stuff like that. So then you feel, oh, I know nothing. I have to learn all and this and that. So I have to rebuild inside me. So what is spirituality? Difference between religion and spirituality. This, what is the profane? What is the sacred? Mm. Theater. My school. It was the school of learning to the truth. How to do that? So it was a lot of questions like that. So that's why I try to explain that by music, by different kind of theater, stuff like that, no? And now, even I have some time, for example, it's only now, et encore, I do it in French, because we are doing some French conference now, or slowly, I can take some topic, for example, the second being, no? The second being, or some joke about the yoga. No? When I arrived in Oroville, there was already some joke. Yeah, in inspiration, there was...
Wait. I just... Because I actually had it in my... Anyway, what is the psychic being, Oiseau?
The psychic being. Alors, this is a word that I discovered here, because before in France, it was the soul. The soul, we said the soul. So we have a soul. It was, okay, you learn that, how you have a soul, soul and body, okay. So then here, it's a psychic being.
You know, why I'm asking is because I had this imagination of a like a theater piece, because they had this thing some years ago called the Vagina Monologues.
Yeah.
But we would interview Orovillians about their psychic being, so they would, each one would interpret their psychic being as a...
You want to do it or you want to ask
it
me?
It was an idea anyway, so that's why I'm asking you in that intention. What is your psychic being, was it?
The psychic being. So that can be, in the beginning is not a being, it's just psychic. It's just, alors, we learn that in the beginning is a small point like that inside you. Why inside? Because there is a story that never is a secret, that never the man will discover, that they look everywhere, in fact is inside him. Not bad. Second point, the divine is all time hidden. I don't know why. The second being is all time hidden. You realize that?
Always hidden, huh? Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Hidden. Yeah. This is fun. So, in the beginning we say, it's small. After it become a little bit flame, it takes time, huh? Flame like that. And he accumulates. Alors, he is inside you. Sometimes he wants to go out. You have to speak to him.
Can we give a description of Oiseau?
So yeah, he's showing his...
Now, it's a total sketch. If you cannot ask me.
No, it's great. Okay, so it's inside you. It wants to go out. Wazo's hands are moving little things in his between his fingers, like little ants. And then inside his thing, like coming out.
No, he's hidden. He wants to come out.
Hand pointing inward.
I don't know why. He's still all the time inside you. And then when he will come out, there is a guy say, hey, what are you doing here? I am the ego, go to sleep. So you go back to sleep. So the morning when you wake up, you have to say, hello, psychic being, how are you? You are sleeping. You don't say that because never he sleep all time. He looks sleeping, but he's vigilant. He has an open eyes. So you wait. And they wait. So you say, psychic being, do you want to come? And one moment he go out. He pushed the ego, because he see the ego, he's proud of himself. One moment he started the ego. When the ego started, the second being arrives, chuk, and he has the capacity to remember all, who is there, the other stuff. He come, he take a picture, and he go back. This is the second being. And slowly, by experience, it becomes more and more big. So the beginning, very small flame, suddenly it becomes a being. No? And there we have different ways they grow. So it takes time. And the advantage is eternal. So I imagine my second being like that, no?
Chandra, do you want the same question?
But she knows the sketch.
I'm okay, thank you. I think that can't be topped. Yeah.
Do you speak the morning to your second being? Do you say to him, hello, how are you?
Yeah, what I liked is that you said that he understands French or like any other language.
Yeah, he understands all kinds of languages. That's what this is,
Russian?
All Russian, all kinds of stuff. So now the question was what? It was about the difficulty in Oroville here to make humor. How much did we have? 4 minutes?
It was 25 minutes. Okay. We're live and we don't have a clock on the wall yet, so we're at 25 minutes. Five more.
So it's true. Now I have sometimes I make auto-censure because I'm not sure. Even now, I'm at a point I say, but why all subtopic become fun for me. It's strange, no? There is topic that come only now, second being like today, after it has the yoga, the meditations, the death, life after death. So there is topic like that, no?
Mm.
But all time, no, I don't see the sin.
Sin was it?
I don't. Okay. Now I have a kind of complicity with, I don't know, it's the divine or not, but I have some relation like that. I say even to the divine, why all become fun more and more for me? All the topic, no? The topic, I say, it's strange, no? This happened now, before I tried, but now it's, I take a topic immediately for me. D'ailleurs, it's one of the points that take topic no fun, it transforms this topic to become fun, no?
But that's like Sri Aurobindo also. He's also trying to make everything fun, no?
No, it's not. I try. Now I culpabilize. I say, shit, I cannot be serious.
Ah.
I cannot be serious, no? All become funny, you know? And I see all, I say, topic of a galaxy. You can take all topic, all become funny. I see the different character and this and that. Yeah, I don't know why. I have to explain that on the way of funny stuff. This I don't know why. But I'm still scared of some prototype of people. There is here a kind of formation that suddenly a judge, no? A judge. Hey, what did you say there?
Wait, Wazo, I'm going to give you your commandment number.
Which number?
Which number? Don't listen to your critics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which one is that? You should know.
17, 18, maybe.
Okay, anyway.
Radio check.
Okay, so the judge, yeah.
Yeah, the judge. But there is two judges. There is your inner judge and the public judge. So I don't listen outside, but I feel. Mm. I feel that there is something that all time will be there to judge you, to check if what between what you think, what you said, and what you act. There is disharmony. I feel that, no? There is a... I don't know if we just speak about the psychic being, no? I don't know if there will not some people, there will be, what? How is possible to speak about that? You see, how is possible, no? You have no right to speak about topic that normally mystic, spiritualist is all time silence, calm. No, you, I'm not sure if I have the right, no? Mm. So I feel all time, I'm here since many years, I feel all time that. I'm not sure to be, except for you guys like you, that you give me love, so suddenly you say, phew, there are some people, phew, they give me the space, no? But there is a kind of seriousness, censorship, no? Censorship, yeah. Ship, no, shit. Ship, what would you say?
Censorship.
Thank you.
So we started with his commandments, which went nowhere, which is fine, but Chandra has something important to tell us before the end of the show.
We do have a whole new set of commandments. So we thought there were only 21, but now we have 50 in total.
Next week, but hopefully we don't lose viewers. I don't know, what are we up to, like 7 or 8 listeners? So hopefully they come back for more commandments.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't want to run away from us. We had some good feedback for the show, so we're all happy here.
Yeah, I'm very very surprised that suddenly it's happened like that. It's fun, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's great.
So this is Auroville Radio, the voices of Auroville, and this is the Wazo Methodology, and this is show number 3, and thanks, Chandra and Wazo.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and see you next week.
I'm very touched that you understand me, because
we see your psychic, Wazo.
Thank you for expressing yourself and not being scared with us.
Yeah, because me, I'm scared. I don't like to speak about myself or this, that, like that.
Yeah, no, it's really appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. Thank you, Rosan. You want to have some idli after?
No,
next week.
Okay. Thank you, Stefano.
Thank you, Stefano.
Stefano
is there. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? He record. He record. This is important. He record. No? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Supposed to know that something wasn't right here. റേഡിയോ.